the president and their servants of the Lord and our pastors' conference of the Southern Baptist Convention. Nathaniel Hawthorne and some of his...
We pray, our Father, that would bless him today and help him even now as he serves thee in this time of life, that he might be doing those things and being the testimony for thee that he desires to be. We think of Mrs. W.W. Bogan, who is working among the Indians in Oklahoma. We thank you for her service there, for the evangelistic efforts that she is using for thee. And we pray, our Father, that thou wouldst bless that many might come to know Jesus Christ through her efforts there. Be with her in whatever need she has today. We pray that thou wouldst help us, our Father, as we seek to pray each day that we will be faithful in remembering thy work around the world, and that we might pray as thou dost lead us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Continue our worship. We turn, please, to hymn numbered 43. Hymn numbered 43, "Lead On, O King Eternal, the Day of March Has Come." We'll sing, please, the first and third stanzas, hymn numbered 43. May we stand, please, as we sing. Oh, there's a prayer for us.
We have some messages which we will ask our secretary, Ms. Alma Hunt, to read. Greetings have come from Latin America. In behalf of the Latin American Continental Union, I send warm-hearted greetings. Esther Diaz, Chairman of the Latin American Baptist Women's Union. We praise God for your holding forth the word of life, Brazilian Women's Missionary Union. Greetings to you at annual session. Pray for us, Umbelina Landera, President of the Cuban Women's Missionary Union. We'll hear now from the Appreciation Committee. Ms. Carrie Vaughn is chairman of this committee, and she will present the report.
Madam President, I present the report of the Appreciation Committee. From the moment the curtains parted at the opening session of the annual meeting, a Woman's Missionary Union auxiliary to the Southern Baptist Convention. In the 72nd year, we were acutely conscious of our responsibility for holding forth the word of life. With the grave situation of the world, each message seemed to strip us of all pretense, and we saw ourselves afresh as we must appear to the eyes of God. Each session made us pray more earnestly than ever before, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. Fittingly, Women's Missionary Union gathered for such heart-stirring experiences at Miami Beach, a section of the metropolis area with a miniature world in its heart. Endued with an abundance of the riches of nature, Miami has the problems of any city, plus the rule of materialism found in all resort areas. Her international airport is second only to Chicago's, handling more import-export air cargo than any other, and more international air passengers. In face of all these conditions, Miami Baptists plan and are endeavoring to win their portion of the world to Christ. In their missionary efforts, we find inspiration and take heart to press on. To the women of Miami, under the leadership of Mrs. W.J. Troop and Mrs. Lloyd Reese, we are indebted for the provision of our every comfort and convenience. Their careful planning has literally made possible this meeting, where attention has been fully focused on spiritual matters. We recognize that our president, Mrs. R.L. Mathis, was used of God as she laid plans for this program. Each speaker, each missionary, each musician, each participant visible or serving behind the scenes, lifted us in moments of worship, brought us low to confession and repentance, drove us to see afresh the urgency of obeying the great commission of Jesus Christ. To Ms. Alma Hunt and all members of the staff of Birmingham, we express our appreciation. As we gazed upon the enlarged scripture pages behind the rostrum, our hearts responded as we continually read the theme of the meeting, holding forth the word of life. The words that followed in the 16th verse of the second chapter of Philippians were of equal importance, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. in the face of impending dangers, with recognition of our own negligence, we rejoice over the consecration of all who have served during these days. We separate one from the other with a deepened conviction that the day will come when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Signed, Mrs. J.I. Freeman, Clara A. Lane, Sarah Stevens, Mrs. Earl Stark, Carrie S. Vaughn, Chairman. Madam President, I move the adoption of this report.
Is there a second to the motion? It has been moved and seconded that this report be adopted. Is there a discussion? If not, all favoring the motion on the adoption of the report will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it and the report is adopted. And thank you, Ms. Vaughn. Mrs. Wilfred C. Tyler was appointed chairman of the Resolutions Committee, and at this time I will recognize Mrs. Tyler.
Madam President, since there were no resolutions submitted to our committee has no report to present at this time.
Now we come to the report of registration. Mrs. F. Bajartman of Miami is chairman of registration, and we'll ask her to give us the report.
Madam President, it's been a very happy experience to serve as the registration chairman, and we are sorry that we had to disappoint some who came to register after their state quotas had been filled. We had 40 executive board members, 13 professional leadership, 1,405 delegates, 163 missionaries, making a grand total of 1,621. The states having full delegations were Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. There were 27 state unions represented.
Thank you, Mrs. Bajartman, for that report. And now we come to the report of the nominating committee. Mrs. R.W. Wallace of Illinois is chairman. Mrs. Wallace.
The nominating committee wished to present the following nominees. President, Mrs. R.L. Mathis. Recording Secretary, Mrs. Robert Fling. Two members at large, Mrs. Roy Johnson, Oregon, Washington. Mrs. Ellis A. Fuller, Kentucky. One resident member of the executive board, Mrs. Harold O. Smith, Alabama. The committee, Mrs. James W. Wood, Alabama. Mrs. Dick Groves, Arizona. Mrs. S. A. Whitlow, Arkansas. Mrs. Everett E. Hill, California. Mrs. Glenn Braswell, Colorado. Mrs. Daniel DeCarmo, D.C. Mrs. J. Robert Wilson, Florida. Mrs. J. M. Gibson, Georgia. Mrs. T.B. Rollins, Indiana. Mrs. H.H. Watley, Kansas. Mrs. Ansel Dean, Kentucky. Mrs. J. Wash Watts, Louisiana. Mrs. J.A. Bearden, Maryland. Mrs. R.H. Young, Mississippi. Mrs. Merle A. Mitchell, Missouri. Mrs. L.C. Camel, New Mexico. Miss Hilda Mayo, North Carolina. Miss Ray Roberts, Ohio. Mrs. M.S. Whitehead, Oklahoma. Mrs. Roland P. Hood, Oregon, Washington. Mrs. Horace G. Hammett, South Carolina. Mrs. Albert McClellan, Tennessee. Mrs. Clem Hardy, Texas. Mrs. O.C. Hancock, Virginia. Mrs. R.W. Wallace, Illinois.
I will ask Mrs. J.T. Lyons, Vice President from Mississippi, to take the chair.
You have heard the name of Mrs. R.L. Mathis presented to you as the nominee for president of this body. Are there nominations from the floor? We'll proceed with the election. All in favor of electing Mrs. Mathis to serve as president of Women's Missionary Union Auxiliary to the Southern Baptist Convention for the year 1960-61. Lift your right hand. That's a good sight. Any opposed? by the same sign. Ms. Mathis, I feel that I'd be derelict in my duty as a member of Women's Missionary Union if I didn't extend to you on behalf of all the women our confidence in your ability and in your dedication and in your leadership. You know, they have a good idea in Hawaii, don't they?
Thank you so much. And thank you so much.
Truly, I count it a great honor and privilege to serve as president of Women's Missionary Union. It is true that it brings responsibilities, but at the same time, it brings great joys. One of the greatest being this meeting and seeing so many of you present, and especially seeing you present again this afternoon in such large numbers. How faithful you are to Women's Missionary Union. Now I shall ask Mrs. Robert Fling, our recording secretary, to read from our bylaws, Article 5, Section 2.
Madam President, Article 5, Section 2. The Vice President shall be recognized as officers of Women's Missionary Union by virtue of their election as presidents of state Women's Missionary Unions. Shall I proceed with the Vice President's the list? Alabama, Mrs. Albert J. Smith. Arizona, yes.
I wanted them to stand. Thank you, Ms. Smith. Would you remain standing until the Vice Presidents have all stood?
Arizona, Mrs. Wiley Hinton. Arkansas, Ms. Alma Cobb. California, Mrs. Gordon Goodyear. Colorado, Mrs. E.E. Willis, Jr. District of Columbia, Mrs. Daniel DeCarmo. Florida, Mrs. J.H. Lockhart. Georgia, Mrs. C.O. Smith. Illinois, Mrs. Theron H. King. Indiana, Mrs. T.B. Rawlings. Kansas, Mrs. J.R. Lobaugh. Kentucky, Mrs. Carl W. Liebert. Louisiana, Mrs. Claude Kirkpatrick. Maryland, Mrs. Willis Hall. Mississippi, Ms. J.T. Lyons. Missouri, Mrs. Bradley Allison. New Mexico, Ms. M.K. Hall. North Carolina, Ms. W.K. McGee. Ohio, Mrs. E.O. Edwards. Oklahoma, Ms. Earl Stark. Oregon, Washington, Ms. Sylvia Wilson. South Carolina, Mrs. Russell Ashmore. Tennessee, Ms. Roy W. Babb. Texas, Ms. Clem Hardy. Virginia, Ms. O.C. Hancock.
Now we'll proceed with the election. Mrs. Robert Fling has been nominated for recording secretary. Are there other nominations? If not, all favoring the election of Mrs. Fling will say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and Mrs. Fling is elected. For members at large, Mrs. Ellis Fuller of Kentucky and Mrs. Roy Johnson of Washington, Oregon. And for resident member in Birmingham, Alabama, Mrs. Harold O. Smith. Are there other nominations for either one of these places? If not, all favoring the election of these three will say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and they are elected. I would like for Mrs. Fling and for Mrs. Fuller and Mrs. Johnson and Mrs. Smith to please stand. I would like for us to stand together in a moment of silent prayer for the year ahead. And as we pray silently, I want us to pray for that important meeting yonder in another country in Paris, that the leaders of these four great nations may somehow be brought together. Let us pray that God will have an opportunity to guide them. Let us pray for the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of Britain, Brother President of France, and Brother Premier of Russia. And then let us pray for ourselves as we go forward into a new year of work, especially for these who have been elected to serve you in the States as members at large, the officers of your union. May we stand together. Oh, our Father, we pray today for our nation and for the world. We pray for the leaders of the world that they may come to see thee. We pray that somehow that thou shalt be able to guide in decisions. Oh, our Father, we would ask thee to help us all to see that we must do more if we are to have a world for Christ. Help us to realize the dangers that confront us on every front. Help us to realize that one of the leaders yonder in Paris, France today would lead us into a godless world. Help us to remember every word that has been said from this platform. Help us to remember that it has been said even yesterday that in less than 10 years, if Southern Baptists wanted to do it, this entire world could be won for Christ. We pray for those four men as they sit together. We would ask thee to give them every opportunity to work out the affairs of the world today. Help us to be better citizens of our own country. Help us to be wise, to know how to act, what to do, what to say, and how to vote. We thank thee, O God, for this nation and for all of the blessings which we enjoy as citizens of this country. Help us to realize at the same time that there are other countries around the world seeking freedom, people coming out of ignorance into education and knowledge and desiring to rule themselves. Help them, dear Father, as they gain this freedom to know how to rule their lands, which so rightfully belong to them. We thank thee for another opportunity to serve in the year to come, both in our churches and in Woman's Missionary Union. In the States and throughout the Southland, we would ask thee to put it into our hearts to do better than we have in the year just past. Set our faces to the future in such a way that we shall be assured of thy guidance. Be assured that we are following in thy will. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we'll ask our recording secretary, Ms. Robert Fling, to read the minutes.
Madam President, after this is Tuesday morning, after the prelude by Mrs. J. Perry Carter, the Tuesday morning session was opened by singing of hymns led by Dr. Ray. The President, Mrs. R. L. Mathis, was in the chair. Dr. Ray introduced the Stetson University Choir to lead in choral worship. The choir sang Holy Radiant Light and the Creation. An organ meditation was played by Mrs. Walker. The President introduced Miss Aletha Fuller, missionary nurse to Nigeria, who continued the devotional series on the theme, Letter Home. She brought testimonies of life sustained and souls saved through Southern Baptist ministries. Miss Blanche Groves, emeritus missionary to China, gave a testimony of the value of the prayer calendar and offered prayer for her fellow missionaries. The minutes were read and approved. The President announced the premiere showing of the Lottie Moon story in the afternoon session. In line with Jubilee emphasis, Woman's Missionary Union training was featured. The President introduced the WMU staff, Mrs. William McMurray, Promotion Division Director, Miss Betty Brewer, GA Director, Lorella Owens, YWA Editorial Associate, Dorothy Weeks, GA Editorial Associate, Elaine Dixon, WMS Promotion Associate, Ethel E. Hamrick, WMS Editorial Associate, Darnes Duvall, YWA Director, Billy Pate, YWA Promotion Associate, Margaret Bruce, WMS Director, Abby Louise Green, Sunbeam Band Director. With Promotion Director Mrs. McMurray as Discussion Chairman and the staff with her at the conference table, the WMU aims for advancement were set forth in a graphic presentation. Projected slides, displays, pantomime, and tableau made concrete the conversation, reviewing accomplishments of the past 4 years since the aims of advancement were adopted. The panel was concluded with a roll call of honor societies while Kodachrome slides were shown and pastors and presidents were named. The audience stood and sang the woman's hymn with Dr. Ray leading. For her solo, Mrs. Ward chose, "Here Am I, Lord, Send Me." Mrs. C.O. Smith, Vice President from Georgia, occupied the chair while the President, complying with the request of the Executive Board, addressed the annual meeting. The audience stood in recognition of the President. Ms. Mathis spoke on the subject, "This Turning World," sharing the inspiration of the 4 months mission tour of the Orient and Africa made by the President and Executive Secretary in 1959 under the sponsorship of the Foreign Mission Board. Selections from the second chapter of Philippians were read by the verse choir as the closing meditation. "Ring the Bells of Heaven" was played by the hand bell choir. Adjournment. Tuesday afternoon, a prelude of organ music was played by Mrs. Carter as the luminous words holding forth the word of life shone through the pages of the background Bible. The afternoon session with Ms. Mathis presiding began with the hymn service conducted by Dr. Ray. Dr. Ray sang a solo, "Tell Me the Story of Jesus." In the pattern of previous sessions, the missionary meditation, "Letter Home," was conducted by Mrs. Marion Moorhead, missionary to Japan, with Mrs. Ronald Fuller, missionary from Hong Kong, leading the call to prayer. The hymn, "Lead On, O King Eternal," was sung. Ms. Alma Hunt read greetings from the Latin American Baptist Women's Continental Union, the Brazilian Women's Missionary Union, and Mrs. Umbelina Landero, president of the Cuban Union. The report of the Appreciation Committee was read by the chairman, Ms. Carrie Vaughn. The report was adopted. Ms. Wilfred C. Tyler, chairman, reported that no resolutions were handed to the Resolutions Committee and therefore no report was submitted. The report on registration was read by the chairman, Mrs. F.F. Bjorkman. The report of the Nominating Committee was given by the chairman, Mrs. R.W. Wallace. Ms. J.T. Lyons, vice president from Mississippi, occupied the chair. Ms. R.L. Mathis was elected president. The audience stood as Mrs. Lyons expressed the appreciation of the body of her leadership. The recording secretary read Article 5, Section 2 of the WMU bylaws and the names of the vice presidents submitted and elected by their states, respective states. Ms. Robert Fling, Oklahoma, was elected recording secretary. Ms. Roy Johnson, Oregon, Washington, and Ms. Ellis Fuller, Kentucky, were elected members at large of the executive board, terms expiring 1965. Ms. Harold O. Smith, Alabama, was elected a resident member of the board, term expiring 1965. The recording secretary and newly elected members of the board were asked to stand. Following a period of silent prayer, Mrs. Mathis led in prayer.
Are there corrections to the minutes? If not, they'll stand approved as read. We come now to hear the report of our Executive Secretary. Women's Missionary Union is grateful that Ms. Alma Hunt is the Executive Secretary into whose capable hands we commit the report of our Executive Board. She will also bring this afternoon a message on the emphasis of Women's Missionary Union in the Baptist Jubilee Advance for 1960-61 and present our guest speakers, Ms. Alma Hunt, the Executive Secretary of Women's Missionary Union.
Madam President, I move the adoption of the Executive Board report, which has been printed without reading.
Is there a second to the motion? You've heard the motion and second that the report of the Executive Board be adopted without reading. Is there a discussion? If not, all favoring the motion will say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it and the motion is carried.
During all the sessions of this annual meeting, you have been sitting there where you can see the open Bible before you. And I was glad that the Appreciations Committee took recognition of this, which was out of Mrs. Mathis's thinking. The way in which we could, at this annual meeting, present to you the Jubilee Advance emphasis for this year, Bible study and training. The Women's Missionary Union has conducted a widespread leadership training emphasis throughout this year, which was brought to your attention this morning. Oh, I do hope that when you go from this place, that you will long be able to remember this open Bible and all that it has meant to us in these days, and the need for it to be open to all the people of the world. And in this last session now together, we want to turn our attention to the emphasis for next year, the emphasis not only for Women's Missionary Union, but for Southern Baptists and the other Baptist bodies of our country who are joining in this great Jubilee Advance. And this emphasis is to be on stewardship. Women's Missionary Union has phrased it in the language of the Aims for Advancement, and so we are referring to it as sharing possessions. Those of you who have followed carefully our Jubilee Advance emphasis thus far will remember that we have brought out already two books for the emphasis. The first was Christian Witnessing by Dr. Floyd Barnard, which we studied a year ago, which we are still encouraging you to buy and put on your bookshelf and read again. The second is Educating Youth in Missions, which has been mentioned many, many times, and which I remind you once again you can take home with you for 85 cents with Mrs. McMurray's autograph. It is the book that we are to study for this quarter of this year. Now the third in the series will be brought out for our stewardship emphasis, and that book is to be entitled Christian Sharing of Possessions. It is being written by Mrs. Gordon Ussery, the author of the Kathleen Mallory biography, the daughter of Mrs. Carter Wright, who was for years the steward.